This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sully says that, well, look here. Look, listen, this is what Sid is.
It's hard to get surprised by what Sid accomplishes on the ice when you watch what he's been able to do, and certainly in my time here. It's just hard to get surprised. He's just so capable.
Old hat, and all that. Like, it's just what Sid does, pretty much, is what Sully says in summation right there. And look, okay, we could sit all morning, and maybe some will on other shows, I don't know, but I don't find it all that interesting to keep telling you about how good Sidney Crosby is, because as Mike Sullivan just encapsulated, we've come to expect it. I don't think there's a lot of meat in the bone on that conversation, right?
There's not many paths to go down other than Sid.
Sid is brilliant. Sid is great. We all know it. It's old hat and commonplace. We could spend all morning telling you that, and that would be easy. But instead, I think here's the conversation. Now that Sid is back and things are fixed, right? Jake Guentzel's going to be out. Sidney Crosby's back. You're going to get Dumoulin. You're going to get Schultz at some point back. You know that that's going to happen. You have Sid playing at a ridiculous level through one game, and you don't anticipate that'll drop off. You have Evgeny Malkin doing ridiculous things. You have your lines pretty much set, barring a couple injuries right now. What doesn't this hockey team have? Does that glimmer kind of glean and shine in your eyes just a little bit? You have two goalies. You have a coach that everybody's talking about could be coach of the year in the NHL. You have a fourth line right now in Aston Reese, Bluger, and Tanev that you're like, okay, these guys can match anybody, anytime, any place. Let's go. You have Hornquist doing Hornquist-type things. What doesn't this team have to where you say, well, there's a deficiency here. There's a deficiency there. I don't know if you can find many. And you have Galchenyuk doing positive things.
Yeah. You got you the chili goal last night. What else do you want? I think after a night like last night, you're left sitting there looking at this team and saying, man, when they play like that, when Sid does Sid things, when Gino maintains his level of play with Sid back, with Jari, okay, he gives up a couple late that are fairly meaningless, and the defense doesn't do anything stupid with the puck, this becomes not just, okay, they're in the conversation with the Caps and the Lightning and the Bruins. They vault to the top of the conversation.
Or how about when they're 18-6-4 without Sid? And right. then they get the best player in the world at times back.
Hang a touchdown on Minnesota.
Yes.
It takes it from, maybe they need a scoring winger. Maybe would you be willing to give up a first-round pick to try and replace some of Guentzel's production?
Or to where are the holes?
To, you know what? I don't know if they necessarily need that anymore. I don't know if Jim Rutherford needs to go out on a limb and spend a first-round pick in trying to replace Guentzel's production. If Crosby's going to come back and look the way he did last night.
We didn't mention Brian Rust.
Right. And if Malkin looks completely comfortable with Cahoon and Rust on either side, and Sid looks the way he looks with McCann and Simone, and Sid's making Simone look like he just doesn't look at any other point in time.
And go ahead and dog Chris Letang, but he played 26 minutes last night, was a +3, and flew around like he was
the best defenseman. Nary a stupid turnover was to be found from him.
Well, you ask what they don't have.
Where are the holes?
They don't have Dumoulin and Schultz.
Right.
And they're still doing this. And I want to read a quote from Zach Parise. Okay, he's been around for a little bit. He's played against the Penguins for years.
Nearly was a Penguin at one point.
Yes.
Is this about the puck pressure?
Their puck support all over the ice was crazy. It's like they always had three guys on the puck offensively and defensively. They make small little short passes up the ice together. They come at you 100 miles per hour. They made it really tough. So, in other words, that's an opponent's view of what Mike Sullivan always talks about, the way that they need to play.
And that's not a down-the-liner bum. That's-
No, this guy's one of the best. He's been one of the best players in the league he's Sid's age. He's been around for a long time, which sounds funny for 32-year-old guys.
I think the question will be, and as the schedule, goes up and down over the next few weeks, and it's tough because you'll have that 9-day layoff, do they continue to play like this against teams like, okay, Boston? They'll have two games against Boston in a span of 4 days. Do they play like that against another one of the elite teams in the Eastern Conference and in the league? If they show out against a team like the Bruins the way they did last night against the Minnesota Wild, you stop, I think, if you're Jim Rutherford. You take a step back, and during that All-Star break and that little bye period following the All-Star break, you take a step back and you reanalyze what you have, and do you need to go out of your way before the deadline to plug any holes, or do you just take that step back and say, hey, let's let these guys play it out, because if they play anything like they did, there's no reason to think they don't become a favorite in the Eastern
Conference. It's one game, and I still caution, be patient with Sidney Crosby. He jumped out and was spectacular and great last night, has the four-point night, but it is going to be an acclimation period, a reacclimation period, especially with back-to-backs coming up. So I caution, be patient, because there was a lot of inactivity.
He had that one shift in the middle. I think I saw Bob Grove tweeted out. It was like 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was back. It was, there was a break. There was a whistle in between. But there was power play time, and it was just his conditioning's good. But you make the point. There will be, you know, there will be ups and downs. He'll find and refine chemistry with different line mates. I'm sure it won't be McCann and Simone from now through the end of May or whenever it may be. But it, again, this gives you a moment to pause if you're Jim Rutherford and say, okay, what do I
what
really need?
What we thought were obvious pieces that they needed to go get or to go find people, you now wonder and you teeter on a fence and say, is this team as currently constructed, knowing they're going to get guys back and maybe get healthier? Now, there could be an injury, but is this team as currently constructed, one that can make a deep run? And, Jim, the two guys that you point out in Dumoulin and Schultz coming back, I don't necessarily know if anything needs to happen in terms of Jim Rutherford going out and making a big acquisition. Maybe they're just okay, and you stand pat.
You know, and you mentioned the fourth line, which right now is a third line. But when it's a fourth line, it's still like a third line because the Penguins have two first line. I mean, you know, there's the
do
the,
not slight Agazino,
the,
my man.
The Aggie?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
he got an assist last night,
right,
didn't he?
But you're right. Aston Reese, Bluger, and Tanev is a third line.
And it's also a line that, and Mike Sullivan talked about this. Actually, I was talking to Aston Reese yesterday, and he said something. I can't remember which game it was. It was one of the games before the Western trip, when apparently Sullivan was, because I said, well, you must feel good he's keeping your line together. And he said, yeah, he goes, yeah, coach was not real happy with us, you know, before the trip. I can't remember which game it was, and talked to them. I mean, so that's one of those things where Sully sat down, talked to him, and since then they've been back to the way that they've been.
Got a text here. You asked what this Penguins team doesn't have. I tell you right now, egos, and I love it. And maybe they're onto something there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.